Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of your favorite podcast, Chit Chat with Fatex. Okay, it's me, Fatex. You all know already. Okay, today we have a very special guest, you know, joining us for the second time. My bro, my brother.
Hey guys, I'm back again. I had a lot of fun on my first outing in the show, and I just wanted to, like, maybe recapture some of that pizzazz, I guess. And I hope I have a good time today.
Well, we appreciate... We, all of us here at Chit Chat with Fatex, we all appreciate him actually taking his time to, you know... to his time to actually come today. Well... Before we get on with today's podcast, I'd love to shout out the countries that are actually, the listeners that are actually listening for different countries. I'd like to give them a shout out. Well, I have to start with, you know, Nigerians, because hi Nigerians, thank you so much, you know, my fellow Nigerians, thanks for, you know, doing that. Then we have Russia. Zvat people, Zvat. Them, thank you for South Africans, Saubana. We're doing it well. Don't mind my pronunciation. And then UK, thanks fam, thanks mates for actually, you know, doing it in it. And then Canadians, thank you for listening.
Thanks,
mate. And then the US, thanks guys. What's popping? Then Turkish, Turkey. Mm-hmm. Turkey, merhaba. Thank you guys for taking your time to. I really appreciate. Well, today's topic, we're going to go on a very polarizing topic. We're going to talk about feminism. Some aspects in feminism.
Okay, before we even start the feminist aspect, I'm just going to put a disclaimer here. We are not against feminism. We are not for feminism. We're just going to be stating some facts. And if you agree with us, fine. If you disagree with us, fine. But we are also not on either side. Although we have our own personal inclinations, but we are not on either side. Just making that known.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, for those that are not even familiar with what feminism means, it just means the advocacy on women's rights on the ground of equality of the sexes. Okay, and it was founded by Gloria Steinem. Okay, feminism basically is just women, you know, fighting for the right to be equal to men. That's just basically what, that's in more simpler terms.
Okay, so in layman terms, feminism is women fighting for rights, right? Yeah, it was the reason why it was so polarizing back then was because there were actually a lot of stigmatization of a lot of people. I'm talking racism, I'm talking gender inequality. But now, I think we're at a stage where, to be honest, it's not really useful anymore because now almost everybody has equal rights. Except for some remnants of racism that's still in America, I surmise that you can be anything you want to be, even homosexuals. So rounding up on this little like segue, like feminism, I think it has lost its point. Simple and short. Back to you, Fatex.
Okay, well, we're just going to talk about a few aspects of feminism today because these are one of the most polarizing aspects. First on, we have equal pay, which is just women fighting to be paid exactly the same as their male counterparts for doing the same job, the same hours, the same hours. So they, you know, want to be paid the exact same. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take it to come out to, you know, talk about that.
Okay, equal pay. There's a little bit of history inside this whole equal pay argument. Back in those days, it was frowned upon for women to be anywhere in the but the kitchen. And personally, I agree. Like, yeah, we're all human beings here. We all have desires. So I agree in the fact that women need equal pay, or needed rather. But now, some women or some facet of women are using this feminism to try and get an advantage over men. Some will say, any small thing that happens in an office, they will use feminism as a way so that they can get paid more than men. And they are using opportunism. They are just trying to hop on the feminist bandwagon so that they can advance themselves. And I have no other example than the U.S. women's national team. Fatex, do you have anything to say on this equal pay matter?
Okay, like, one thing I will always, you know, talk about is what I love about Nigeria, you know, is that women and men are paid the same, basically. And that's what I love, you know. Almost any job, whatever a woman is paid this exact same. So I'm very, very proud on, you know, Nigeria's, you know, groundbreaking.
Yes. One of the few good things to come up for Nigeria. Well, let me just say this. The women's national team, I can use them as a very example of the United States of America. Let me give you guys this context. If you are a businessman and you make $5 in a year, because you made $5 in a year and you have two staff, one of those staff helped you to make $4 and the other helped you to make $1. Please tell me, would you pay the two of those staffs equally? No, you wouldn't. To be honest, the women are complaining that they don't get paid equally with men, the same thing as the men. But funny enough, for friendlies and normal like competitions, the men don't really even get paid. And
friendlies?
A friendly competition is an international competition between two countries during an international break. Men, they don't get paid. Women get paid for friendlies. International competitions, the FIFA World Cup in 2018, they made over $6 billion of revenue for FIFA. The men's World Cup.
Nice.
And the women's World Cup, by contrast, they made $125 million for FIFA.
That
means that the women made
1%.
No, they made 54 times less than the men did for FIFA. So, and the women are wanting to secure equal pay. It's not like they are trying to forward feminist agenda. Them, they just want to be rich. I see it as a way of, they are being spiteful. They are seeing all their male counterparts that, and they're not like, well, why can't we be the rich ones? And it all boils down to this. The France team that won the World Cup of 2018, the men's World Cup, they received $38 million from FIFA. That's 0.63% of the whole $6 billion that was made. And the other teams received not even close to half or even quarter of what France received, right? The US women's team, they received like 15% of the revenue. Not 0.615. And they got away with $4 million. And what I'm saying is, you can't pay the women more than they make for FIFA. Then they want the same equal right. They can't get that because they don't really make them.
I will explain like this. So I can really like,
you can really see where I'm coming from. Really, it's not that they are being sexist or anything. It's because, had it been, it was the other way around, believe me, the women would be paid more. If people would watch women's football the same way, to be quite honest, when I was even during the summer of last year, I saw the women walk up a plane. I couldn't even really be asked because the level of professionalism is not even close to being the men. The U.S. women's national team, they lost 7-0. Oh no, 5-2. That was Australia that lost 5-7-0. 5-2 to an under-14 boy. Under 14 boys team. Can you imagine the men's national team even not scoring up to 20 goals against this type of opposition? So to round it up, the equal payment movement is really about women in this modern era anyway, trying to advance themselves and using this feminist as an excuse so that they can try and get paid what they don't deserve.
I think what they're trying to say is just like about football, because like normal, if it's what talking about normal situations, there are definite situations where women get paid less.
Yes.
In other countries, I don't really know about
in other countries, but it's very rare. Number one, genuine. The reason why feminism is not really taken serious is that majority of women in the West, in America, they just want to advance themselves using that ideology. Yes, I agree, there are some certain places in the world that women aren't even allowed to drive. But those are because of cultural heritage, actually. Like Saudi Arabia, this isn't because they don't like women. It's because they see their women as treasure. They don't want their women to really have to strive for much. Like, they want the men to be the one to suffer. And that isn't really a crime, to be honest.
Yeah, I guess so.
Women are treasure, they are queens, actually.
Yeah, we just hope one day, everybody will be the same. But I don't think we can ever be the same, because there's definitely a difference between men and women.
Yeah, that's one thing. Just like there's a difference between black and white people.
Yeah, and then another topic, like transitioning now, we're going to transition to another topic. We're going to talk about double standards. That's basically people saying that boys are treated differently from girls. Like,
no,
in some situations, let's say a boy, you know, like has like a lot of girlfriends, and they're called a player, and then girls are called hoes. And then
if you call a girl a hoe, it's now be seen as a big traumatic event.
Yeah, then the one where, you know, girls have to marry at a certain age, guys can marry at any time.
Okay, let me prefix this. Women and men are different, to be honest with you. Fundamentally, biologically, they are different. They have different requirements, different musculature, different everything. Women, I'm not saying that early marriage is good. Early marriage is horrible. I think anybody should be allowed to marry at their specific time.
I just feel like when you're done with college,
I guess that's you should get married. Because really, women, age tends to show on them a bit faster. So it's really more worry than mistreatment that is pushing people that want to marry. To be honest, you know what I meant by the double standards? In a case in Australia, there was a senator. She was calling all men rapists and pigs. Hey, let me quote her. She was like, I don't remember her name, unfortunately. She was like, all men, women are not to be blamed. Men are pigs and they are rapists. She said that in the House of Rep. Imagine a female senator. She can't even dare it inside Nigeria. But a white woman senator said that men who addressing to us generally are all rapists. As I heard that, I was like, wait, is she for real? One of the other senators now said that that she should stop insulting men, or in later terms, she should stop shagging men, or stop smashing men, stop bashing men, stop insulting them. Then immediately it was seen as something sexist when a man said she should stop insulting men. They use that sexism as a shield to shield their misgivings, and it's very bad. There was a case in the same Australia that there was a t-shirt that was being sold by Take. They were like, boys will be boys. A woman complained that it was sexist. What is sexist about boys will be boys? The reason why I can get why it might be twisted, because boys will be boys now sometimes means boys will be rapists, boys will be thieves. But wait, that's not really sexist. That was indicating that boys will be boys. Yeah, there was a similar t-shirt sold by the same Target that was like, girls are smarter. Why? And when a guy complained, they were like, wait, is it that you don't agree that girls are smarter? They started turning it into a different matter. He was like, wait, must you empower women by degrading men? You can empower both, but if a guy does say something about to a girl and you think he's wrong, flip it the other way around and you think another distance.
Yeah.
Girls have more leniency to insult, to do everything. And if a guy now reacts to something now, they'll say it's feminist, they'll say it's sexism. That's not nice. If they want equality for say, then they should stop insulting guys, calling all of guys rapists. Because if you call a girl a slut, imagine a senator saying all girls are sluts. Imagine how the world will cry out for that senator. So that's just basically
the matter. I feel like this topic is a personal topic to hit home.
It hits home really hard. It irritates the hell out of me. it really irritates me, and I can't really be asked. Whenever I say feminist woman, my body used to shake. I was like, wait, what are you fighting for? To be honest, what are you fighting for? The fight has already concluded since the 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
That women are now getting better. So why are you still continuing it if it has ended? That's what is paining me.
Yeah. I actually agree with everything he says. So what do you feel about teen marriage or forced marriage?
Okay, teen marriage, first marriage, right? Personally, I'm a big believer in individuality. I believe a person should be responsible for their own lives. Nobody should be forced to 20, so I don't really recommend teen marriage, but I can vibe with somebody trying to like tell their advise daughters that you should marry on time. But
so you believe like teen marriage would be abolished?
Yeah, I suppose yes. It even causes a lot of problems for the young girls that get married. Those young girls are 13, they'll have sex, and when they give birth, they can have bladder problems. It's very bad, actually. It's very bad. But girls are like 21, and that's when you start advising your girls, you should get married. To be honest, teen marriage is not really my cup of tea.
Well, honestly, we're just all trying to make the world a better place. Like, another topic we have is misogyny. This is basically, feminists coined this term as kind of like a...
racism?
As a clap back, as like an insult. Like, if they tell guys you are a misogynist. Misogyny is a dislike or ingrained prejudice. Don't even say hatred against women. In layman's term, hatred against women.
To be honest.
Or women's rights.
Let me tell you something now. Any man that hates a woman is a gay to me. No man will actually have deep hatred for women. People may have prejudice towards pay for women. But yes, that is a long time ago. That's not today. So, personally, I don't really have much to say about this misogynistic term, other than it's just a part of the whole feminist lie.
Like, Donald Trump is called a misogynist.
He hates women. Donald Trump. The man who seems like he can't even get enough of women, he hates them. That's foolish, actually. That's a foolish idea. His daughter is an advisor. In all of the advisors to the president, three of them are women. Six are men. If he really hated women, he would have not even bothered to even put one woman, if you think about it.
No. Feminists believe, like, if you do not support their cause, you are misogynist.
That's just basically it. They
believe any guy that doesn't support their cause is a misogynist.
Let me tell you straight up, right? If a white person is living in a black neighborhood, right, in America, which is very rare, and they are doing Black Lives Matter, if the white person, he doesn't want black people to be killed, but if he stays in his house, he too can be called a racist. So what are you saying? That's just basically the same thing.
Well, we're just going to have our final thoughts on feminism before we close for the day. So now, what do you think
about feminism?
Not about, like, what do you think? How do we actually solve feminism? How do you, what do you think we can actually do
to solve
end it all?
End it.
You know, just
look at, let me tell you why feminism might not end anytime soon. You know why? Feminism is modern feminism anyway. Is a spawn of human greed, and human greed is insatiable. You can never satisfy human greed. As long as there are women there who want to give themselves an advantage over men, an unfair one at that, and they want to try and fire themselves, they will always be women who point to feminism. Whenever they are not working harder or they are not making profit, they will say it's feminism.
Or when they can't get a man to get married,
they'll say, I'm a strong woman, there will be nothing to deceive themselves. Woman, if you're not yet married by 40, and you say that men are feminists, you are not. It's not that you're not feminist. You are not attractive. Let me just tell you the truth. My final thoughts is on feminism is that it's a load of bull. To be honest with you,
that what you think.
And that was normal people should think. Anyway.
So could you marry a feminist?
Never. I'd rather stay unmarried like this. I swear to God, if a woman says. Feminism. 1-2-1-2, she has left my house.
Well, thank you today. Well, honestly, this was a very, very nice time to talk about this political construct.
I really wanted to talk about this because it's been irking me for a long time. Even as a 13-year-old kid, I hated them. That's why I did not really like Hillary Clinton. She always used that feminist thing, so she tried to secure women votes. And it's so funny how it worked against her, because 64% of women voters voted for Trump. And that's just the beauty of it. So I love it when I see all these corrupt modern feminist fails. I don't hate olden days feminism, the OG feminism, the one that actually had a cause to fight. Yeah. But I hate this one.
Those ones are the freedom fighters. Yes, these ones
that are just trying to milk. They are trying to milk the cow.
They're just complaining, using it for clout.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and we hope to see you on another day on another podcast. And for the last time, this is Chit Chat with Frates. Bye. See you another time.
Yeah.